Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Michelle,
yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Tell It Tuesday. Boy, this week is flying by again. We still have persons out there, mommy, celebrating Mother's Day, but you know Mother's Day is every day and will always be Mother's Day. You know, children remember all their lives, mothers who are always optimistic and generous towards society and the community and who have lived creatively. That kind of behavior provides the finest possible nourishment for learning how to build a happy home life. It is important for married couples, while giving full rein to their individual characteristics, to cooperate for the happiness of the children, the family, and society. See, you have to be what you want to see out there. And you know what we believe in here? We believe in never giving in to our negativity, anyone else's. Never give up on your dreams. Never retreat. You want to proceed as the fearless, mighty lion, shining bright as the sun, no matter what, because we can make the impossible possible. And just as James Baldwin said, if you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go or what you can do. That's my little spin on it. This evening, we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us to get us in balance, our mind and spirit. We're still on that chakra segment. That's something good to know. You want to get your pad and your pencil out, because it is some information that's going to come above. He's just going to play it. She's coming around in traffic. You know, sometimes things get in the way, and I'm just going to play you something until she gets on. Welcome in to Tell It Tuesday, Waking Up with Linda McShann. I play a little bit of that for you because you know what I want to tell you on Tell It Tuesday before Miss Stephanie Haynes come and get us in line here. We want to reflect. We want to restructure. Go back and reinvent yourself. This is new beginnings because now it's time for you to move on the destination to your purpose. And Stephanie Haynes is going to give us information about the chakras and things that we have to keep our mind, our body, and our spirit in balance because the chakras that run through your body are movers and function as your control tower. So let's see if Miss Haynes is on here with us this evening. Stephanie, are you with us with Waking Up with Linda McShann?
Yes, good evening, Miss Linda. How are you and listeners?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Stephanie. I know it's crazy out there and you're busy, but we appreciate you coming on, caring and sharing and getting us in line with our mind, body, spirit and talking about the chakras. What number are we on this week? Because this is a segment that we're going through.
Yes, so we just finished the heart chakra. Last week we did the heart chakra, so today we're going to do the throat chakra.
Throat chakra, okay.
Yes. Yes, so we're doing the throat chakra. I hope everyone had a wonderful, relaxing.
Well, we lost her out. She'll be back on us with again before she gets back in. We have some technical difficulties going on here, but she'll pick back up. Technology goes up there. Stephanie, are you back with us?
I'm back, yeah. You just cut on off. I don't know what happened.
Well, you know we're dealing with technology, so listeners out there, if we lose you, we'll definitely be back, and if we can't get back, we'll be back on the next day. So let's just rock it out. There we go again. It has dropped. It has dropped. It has dropped. Technology plays with us, but you know we move forward. We don't let anything stop us here. Let's listen to some more music. Giving another try. Let's go for it. Here we go again.
All right. Okay. All right. So I don't know what's going on in the atmosphere tonight, but it's okay. We're going to make
okay.
it happen.
Oh, yes.
All right. So I guess this is a throat chakra with communication. So that's what,
yes.
you know. It's communication. Okay. All right. So words have the power to both destroy and heal. When words are both true and kind, they can change our world. Did you agree?
I agree, totally.
All right, so as the fifth chakra, the throat chakra is also the first of what is known as the upper chakras, comprising the throat, the third eye, and the crown, which are considered to be the spiritual and a metaphysical energy center. Now, the throat chakra serves as the entrance to the higher spiritual realm. The ancient mystics often referred to this chakra when healthy as the mouth of God. Now, the notion being that we can both hear and speak divine wisdom and give voice to our soul. So as its name suggested, it is found in the throat, but is associated with the mouth, the tongue, the neck, the ears, and the thyroid, and the parathyroid gland. Now, the Sanskrit name for the throat chakra is Vihaga, which means, loosely translated, to purity.
Hmm.
So that means pure in Sanskrit. And the V plays before the Saha intensifies the word. The V is a root. So it literally means especially pure. Now, the throat chakra is the energy center for speech and communication and is directly linked to our integrity and our morals. As this energy point also governs the ears, it also can allow us to hear the inner voice of our intuition. Now, when this energy center is open and balanced, we also have the capacity for create expression, to how we can create our expressions. Now, when the throat chakra is imbalanced, it can result in a physical, emotional, and spiritual issues, depending on whether the chakra is over or underperforming. Now, in case of an overactive throat chakra, you may find yourself being overly critical or judgmental of others and may express this by gossiping.
Mm.
Now, you may talk nonstop and be extremely loud or shrill. You may even shout.
Mm.
Your mode of communication may be demeaning, leading to you talk over people and dominate conversation. Now, at the same time, the nonstop chatter and the loudness prevent you from hearing your inner voice, and so you live out of sync with your truth. Now, to compensate, you may find yourself overanalyzing and centralizing everything to avoid the vulnerability of facing our emotions and understanding your true feelings. Now, with an underactive throat chakra, you are likely to suppress your feelings and be fearful of speaking your truth. You may be shy and stubborn over your words. I'm sorry, not stubborn, but stumbling over your words, or even shattered. Swallow your words more often than not at the cost of being authentic and comprising your integrity. This may manifest as an introversion, shyness, insecurity, and speak too softly or timely. You may also struggle with owning your creativity and feel an artistic block suppressing your ideas and your insight. Signs of an imbalance of the throat chakra can be felt physically, emotionally, and it can include the following symptoms. So, this is the opportunity to get your pens and your papers out. All right, so you can write some stuff down to help you to identify when you are not in balance, right? So, number one, your speech impediment includes shuddering and lips, sore throat, or your laryngitis, your jaw or your mouth pain, throat infection, sores in your mouth, hearing issues, ear infections, neck pain, thyroid disorder, or hormone imbalance. Now, when the chakra is ruled by voice, when it's open, you are likely to find words effortlessly flowing out, and you won't be able to help saying what you think.
Mm-hmm.
You may suddenly find yourself unable to stop talking or singing, whereas in the past, you found yourself biting your tongue. Suddenly, creative rush and a need to communicate and express yourself through any form of your voice, whether it's singing, speaking, writing, and so on, are suffice signs that your throat chakra is open. Now, as you go through the process of balancing this chakra, you may find you lose your voice or have throat or neck issues, which temporarily makes it hard for you to physically speak. Mm-hmm. Now, since this chakra also rules our inner voice as well as our ears, be prepared to hear your conscience much more loudly. Having a journal nearby can be useful during the process of opening and aligning your throat chakra, because you may have many intuitive and creative ideas.
Hmm.
But as with the opening of any of the chakras, it is normal to experience some emotional turbulence. Now, in the case of an underactive throat chakra, as you start to speak your truth and express your real feeling, you may experience the release of suppressed emotions. Now, during my own process of aligning my chakra, particularly this one, I find myself screaming, roaring, and shouting out all the things I had stifled for many years, and then crying so hard I thought I would run out of tears.
Mm.
Now, I didn't run out of tears, but I did stop crying. Mm. While this was temporarily emotionally draining, it was also hugely chaotic for me. And within days, I not only feel better, but was also able to hear my intuition much more clearly, and I had many creative insights. You know, it led me to birth many projects, and I continued to stop journaling.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, one of my projects, you know, during that time of, you know, healing and balancing my throat chakra was my book, The Healing of the Womb.
Okay.
You know, it took, you know, a good 7 years for me to go through that inner healing and to, you know, to create that book. But, you know, the pain has a purpose. You know, so as we balance an overactive throat chakra, you may feel guilt and shame at prior interactions and may experience emotional pain. Now, as you process your feelings, as always, any healing crisis is temporary, and it is a necessary part of resetting your mind, your body, and your soul. Now, that was a lot to just take in, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so let's take a deep breath. Just, you know, everybody just take a deep breath. in this room, so let that go, because now we're going to talk about the guidance archetype, the communicator. Now, the communicator, the infinite, the highest octave of the throat chakra, clear and concise. She is as good a listener as she is a talker. Now, speaking her truth comes naturally, and her voice resonates with others as sincere. She knows when to remain silent and when to speak up. She is creative and expressive, and is an uplifting role model to others, helping them connect to their own divine truth. She lives with integrity and is both open-minded and discerning, and she is informed and is an informer. The communicator displays emotion as opposed to suppressing them, knowing that there is a way to process emotions through healthy expression. Now, across history and in the mythology, art, and literature, the communicator archetype has usually been attributed to a male figure, such as Hermes in Greek mythology or Circe in Rome mythology. But as with each of the archetypes, the communicator can be male or female. So for our purpose, think of a role model, whether from the past or the present, a real person or a fiction character. So who embodies the trait described above? By adopting the qualities of the communicator, we can learn to speak our truth, express ourselves, speak up when needed, stay silent when appropriate, and use our voice as a force for good. Now, the stone for the throat chakra, you would notice that many of the stones connect to the throat chakras are blue and similar to the governing color of the throat chakra. Now, making them potent for activating and balancing this energy chakra. So the aquamarine, this is a sea blue stone, has extremely calming energy and facilitate the kind of soothing energy we receive when we spend time near the ocean, right? So the aquamarine is one of the most powerful stones for opening the throat chakra and bringing it into alignment. Now, see, I like meditating, you know, laying down with a small polished aquamarine stone gently placed by my throat to help me speak with clarity and confidence. Now, turquoise is another healing stone. It is noted for its protective qualities. Turquoise is a healing stone that promotes spiritual connection and in many ways paves the path for the soul to express itself once more. When going through the process of opening and aligning the throat chakra, it is very helpful to wear a piece of jewelry with turquoise. Ideally, a necklace, as this would be near to the throat. And I remember during this time of my own healing, you know, I wore a lot of turquoise during that time. Yeah. Now, the blue lace agate This beautiful stone is another powerful healer and balancer of the throat chakra. It alleviates some of the physical symptoms. Associated with that stagnant fifth chakra due to stifling our thoughts and feelings. The blue lace agate also facilitates the expressions of spiritual and personal truth. Now, I like to have a piece of the raw blue lace agate on my desk in my sacred space, you know, where I journal, as it helps me to connect to my inner truth and express it fully in words. Now, the lapis is a favorite in the ancient Egypt as a royal stone said to contain the soul of the gods. The lapis emphasized the power of the spoken word and bring harmony between our mind, our emotions, body, and spirit. It is an exceptional high vibration stone, which stimulates our higher mind and promotes creativity. A medium-sized polished lapis globe is a wonderful meditation aid that you can hold or place nearby. Now, the oils that we use for the throat chakra is very potent scent and decongesting quality, both of which clear the physical part of the body ruled by the chakra, helping the energy center to operate fully. So eucalyptus is refreshing, it's stimulating to the mind. Eucalyptus oil has a bright, clean, and uplifting scent. It supports a clear airway and energetically it promotes a clear mind and communication. Now, during the process of aligning and opening the throat chakra, you can use eucalyptus directly sniff or infuse to elevate the physical symptoms of imbalance, such as a snuffy nose and or a sore throat. Clove. Now, the native to the Southeast Asian and true to its roots, clove oil has a rather strong and spicy aroma. Now, it has the antimicrobial and pain-relieving qualities and is often used to treat respiratory conditions. Clove oil is useful for opening up the throat chakra and dealing with the physical imbalance. Since gargling with a few drops of clove oil in warm water a couple of times a day is a good ritual for the fifth chakra. Now we have tea tree. Now the tea tree oil is also known as the Melaleuca oil, has a distinctive and medicinal aroma. Right, it's very strong. And this cleaning oil is used for all kinds of medical purposes, such as treating colds, wounds, infections, sore throat, and skin condition. And also, if you have pimples on your face, you can use it. Now, this is a wonderful oil to use in a simple spray to clean your sacred space and yourself when you are working or opening the throat chakra. And then we have the peppermint. Now, the peppermint oil has a fresh, minty, and uplifting aroma, and it contains the menthol, which induces a cooling sensation You know, I like to add a few drops of peppermint oil in a steam diffuser to help clear my head and sinuses. You know, when I need an energetic shift before a creative brainstorming sensation, or actually when I'm writing my case notes, you know, I put on some peppermint in my diffuser, and it works, and with my little jazz music as well. Yes, that's a good, you know, combination in when you just want to write, you know, flowing in your writing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now how are we going to really, there is a communication blend of ours, and just get your pen and some papers out again. Now, the purpose of this throat chakra oil blend is to help you to express yourself with authentically in your communication. Clarity, confidence, it would aid the process of opening up the fifth chakra. Now, balancing it and keeping it in the harmonious alignment, you can use it regularly during the alignment of the throat chakra and as needed as other times. So the ingredients that you would need, you're going to need 2 tablespoons of coconut oil or any other oil carrier like almond oil, 2 drops of eucalyptus, 2 drops of peppermint, 1 drop of clove, and 1 drop of tea tree oil. And then the tools and equipment that you're going to need is a 2-ounce dark glass bottle and a dropper. Now, this will make about 1.5 ounce. Now, the first step you're going to do is pour the coconut oil into a dark glass bottle. Using a dropper, add each essential oil, cover the bottle, and swirl it lightly. Now you can massage it onto your neck and your throat and inhale it directly as needed. Now remember, this is only for external use. Don't try to drink this.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So now what we want to do is to bring in visualization. And I hope each one of you guys are in your sacred place. If not, take this opportunity to go and, you know, walk into your sacred place. As we begin our visualization exercise, all right, so now it's very important to kind of clear your head and your respiratory system before the visualization meditation. Now you can perform a steam inhalation with a mixture of the peppermint and the tea tree oil. You can smudge your sacred space using a white sage binder. All right, and then diffuse some of the eucalyptus oil as well. Now you're going to take a few drops of the clear communication blend that we talked about earlier, or the peppermint oil, and gently massage it into your neck and throat area. Now gather some of the throat chakra stones so they can energetically assist you. Now I want you to lay down, or you can sit down in easy pose or whatever is comfortable for you at this time. And just close your eyes and just take a deep breath in and exhale out through the nose. And once again, take another deep breath in through the nose and exhale out through the mouth. And let your muscles soften and your body relax. Now, you can repeat this as many times and as needed until you feel relaxed and just ready to meditate. Continue to inhale and exhale deeply and gently cup your hands around your neck. Visualizing your breath entering in and out of your hands. Keeping your eyes closed. Now repeat to yourself out loud. I know the value of clear and authentic communication and the power of my word. With this in mind, I honor the energetic center of my voice and creative expression and see it clearly now. Now visualize a blue inverted pyramid at your throat. Now under your hands, and whatever's comfortable for you. Now I want you to look closely at this pyramid, noticing its exact shade of blue, its size, and any other details. Now observe its dimensions and whether it is spinning or static. Know how this pyramid feels and what it
Do you need to get water?
Yeah, that's excuse me. Must be clear.
That pyramid is working, huh? Get water, Stephanie,
yes,
please.
Oh my God. I guess I'm clearing my throat chakra.
That's what I'm saying. Pyramid got the moving up in there.
All right. Okay. Excuse me. All right. Sorry about that.
It's okay. The throat chakra is clearing itself. Do you have water that you can go drink, or you need to go get water?
I have water.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think I got it now.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Sorry about that.
That's no problem. Throat chakra clearing. That's what we're talking about. It's clearing itself out.
Oh, yes. All right. Now, as I was saying, now, I want you to look closely at the pyramid, noticing its exact shade of blue, its size, and any other details. Now, observe its dimensions and whether it is spinning or static. Note how this pyramid feels and what insights you receive about any imbalance or blockage your throat chakra may have and what you may need to do in order to bring it into a harmonious balance. Now, once you feel you have observed the pyramid and obtain significant insight into the functioning of your throat chakra, take a moment to acknowledge, give gratitude to this energy point in your body, and then open your eyes gently. All right. So, to activate the chakra, take some time to just purify both yourself and the space. So we just, you know, visualize what was going on. And I think I got some little clearance in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to activate this chakra. So now we're going to clear our space again. And, you know, excuse me. And normally before you go activate this chakra, after you got to visualizing, you know, all kind of stuff comes up, right? All kind of emotions and stuff, all that stuff that you've been stuffing, suppressing, and not really communicating your true feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So as you start activating and all of that, it's going to come up. So I, you know, suggest that, you know, the pre-activation ritual is a cleansing shower or bath with a few drops of eucalyptus oil. Then you're going to clean your space by smudging it using the sage. Pour a couple of drops of the clear communication blend that we talked about earlier, the eucalyptus oil. You're going to place some on your throat and the stone, and have them close by, as you will be using them in your activation. Now, this activation is best performed laying down or seated. So whatever position you are in at this moment, you can stay laying down or you can be seated. Whatever's comfortable for you. So once in a comfortable position, just close your eyes and take a few moments to get settled, focusing on breathing slowly and fully, relaxing and loosening the muscles in your body of your polished throat chakra stone, moistening with oil and gently rub it across your neck, focusing your attention on the throat area. If comfortable, you can leave the stones there at the base of your neck. Begin to visualize your breath as a beautiful blue light entering into your throat. Now, as you inhale and flooding your entire neck as you exhale. Now, bring your mind eyes to a blue inverted pyramid, which represents your throat chakra. Visualize this at the base of your throat. Feel your breath and that vivid blue light filling up the blue pyramid, making it solid. With each inhalation and exhalation, see the blue pyramid getting bigger and brighter until it fills your entire neck. Now, visualize the blue light flowing from the pyramid into the rest of your body, any blocks or barriers to your true full expression dissipate. Allow yourself to feel a sense of confidence peace. As you are able to hear your inner voice. Now tap into your intuition and receive divine expression. Now feel inspired to both speak up and communicate your truth as you see that blue light swirling around your body. Now with every breath, feel a sense of confidence and peace that you can listen, speak, and create from your highest good and the greater good of all. Allow yourself to make some noise using your voice. Perhaps you could repeat a mantra, sing, or shout. Even in your prayers, in your chanting, you are activating that. Visualizing the energy flowing from this blue pyramid and your throat chakra throughout your body.
Wow.
You can visualize this as a turquoise light that permeates your entire physical being. Now, as you sense this energy flowing and flooding your body, feel a deep sense of gratitude for the healthy functioning of this energy center. Now, take a deep breath in and exhale out slowly through the nose. And just gently open up your eyes when you finish. Now, this is the opportunity to do the reflection. You know, get your journal out if you don't have it already. All right? Now, this is the time to get your tea, your mint tea, and gather your stones and place them near you while you're writing. All right? Now, you can diffuse some eucalyptus and tea oil, and you can gently massage a few drops to clear your communication. All right, so you put a little on your throat chakra, around the neck, and in the throat area. And then dab a little few drops on the temples and your wrist. Inhale some as well.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Now, once you do all of that, now it's time to start writing.
Okay.
Jotting down any reflection you may have on your throat chakra visualization and activation.
Wow.
Now consider what you have learned about your throat chakra, particularly about the imbalance. Now reflect on whether you have felt any of these symptoms or issues, and reflect on any intuitive insight regarding the energy of the throat chakra and what you need to do to ensure you are expressing yourself and communicating fully and authentically. All right? Now, so these are questions that may come up for you. And you might say, you know, are you open? Are you being honest and clear in all of your communication?
Wow.
That means that you really, you know, telling the person how you truly feel without holding back, without suppressing your feelings.
Well,
right?
I hate to cut you off on this, and what you're saying is absolutely true. We got about a few minutes left here, and as I'm listening to you with the throat chakra and this chakra number 5, this communication, I am writing down the stones and stuff. Of course, we're going to go stone shopping. I try to list them, but you bring me a list on there. But, you know, as you're speaking of it and you're talking about the mixtures and the awls and the visualization, the stones that you spoke of, the lapis that I wear, but, you know, I keep turquoise on my neck. I don't. Most of the time when I have turquoise on my neck. I have several pieces, but I love the color, but I always wear turquoise necklace. And as you were speaking, I was thinking, I think they're pretty much in balance. Just visualizing. I'm going to go through the exercises, but I was over here sniggling. I said, well, I don't have a problem with that coming, that chakra number 5, because, you know, I bring it to you, and as I get wiser and think of others, and we're all going through this, I work it a little different, but I don't have a problem with that. With the communication and with the honesty and authenticity. I tell people I'm the most authentic person you'll ever meet, because everything comes from my heart. But I've been that way, Stephanie, since I was a child. This is not anything that, this was a gift. I call it a gift because I've been able to find my choices and speak on what I felt no matter what as a child. And persons that try to silence my voice run into some problems, okay? Because that communication has to be there. But this has been, the segment on the chakras, I write up about 4 or 5 different pages over here. Usually I'll just list, but because of the coloring, the oils, the treatment, when you talk about the visualization and the reflection, it's just awesome. So we're going to move into number 6 next week. We got about 4 minutes left. How can you close us down here? I don't want to run you short. We're going to have to extend this, but ladies and gentlemen, this is a segment, and we'll give it to you as many times as you want it, because I know it's helpful. So how do you want to close us out, Stephanie? We appreciate you so much, and you're still celebrating your mommy's day, so what are you going to give us here?
All right, so I'm going to finish up with the question that might comes up for you during your reflection of your throat chakra.
Okay.
All right, so do you speak? Okay. Do you know when to speak and when to remain silent? Are you honest with yourself and with others?
Okay.
Do you tune into your mind, your body, and soul to know what your truth is?
Okay.
Can you see the connection between creativity and your unique spirit?
Okay.
And how can you be more creative in your life?
Okay. How can you be more creative? Okay.
Okay. And do you allow yourself to express yourself creatively in some form? All right. Whether that music, dancing, art, whatever it may be. All right. And so the throat chakra information should be repeated multiple times. So I think I got a couple of minutes to do the affirmation. I may do a couple of those.
I think we got about 3 minutes here, so I hate to rush you. Give us one or two.
Okay, I got this in 3 minutes, all right? So I know it is safe, and it is my divine right for me to speak my truth. I embrace my voice, and I speak up. I communicate with clarity and confidence. I know the power of both my words and silence. I know when to listen to others and when to speak. I am honest about who I am and what I feel. I enjoy expressing myself and finding creative ways to do so. I live in my truth. I speak my truth. I am my truth.
Whoa.
That's it, Miss Linda.
You know what? And as you were saying that, I was just sitting up here smiling, because everything you were saying, that's the way I feel. You know, I don't know if that's a form of arrogancy, a form of confidence, a form of whatever. But, you know, I believe in that clarity and getting, especially getting clarity and dialoguing about it. And I have no problems with it. And I can go to anybody with it. okay, anybody. Because clarity, and like you say, I guess you would call me that, the communication goddess, you know, to get the stuff right with that integrity. I totally believe in that, and I'm not bragging on myself up here, but I am bragging on myself. But this has been excellent. We gonna have to hit this one or two more times, because that throat chakra, all of them are important, but the throat is what gives the expression, and as you say, you know, we all have the dialogue. So on that note, Stephanie Haynes, we gonna tell you we love you, and please continue to celebrate your Mother's Day all every day, because you're an excellent, beautiful mother with a beautiful family, and you've done an extremely wonderful job, and I know you had an enjoyable time. So on that note, listeners, Stephanie Haynes will come back next week with Shout for Number 6 to keep you going, get you a bigger journal, because we will have you writing, and Stephanie will keep you in balance, the author of The Healing of the Wound, and there's some other things coming out. I'll call you and find out about the workshop, because we're rolling down. I love you, Stephanie. We appreciate you, Stephanie, and please continue to enlighten, encourage, and inform us. We love you.
Love you too, listen, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Breaking up with Linda
McCann.
Ah, you
said
it, girl.
Sharing care.
Yeah. Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what?
We give, showing others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.